via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You know, Mark, we haven't talked in a while because I just haven't seen any of the cases or stories about it, but about the federal prosecutions for obscenity against pornographers. Remember how that's been happening kind of here and there? You know, they've gone after the more extreme purveyors of porn, kind of the violent porn, the S&M style, that sort of porn. More of the fringe, I guess you could say, of pornography.
That's where they're going to start.
Right. Because they understand, the feds understand, that if they target one of those pornographers, very few other pornographers or other people will be interested in standing up to defend that.
So you can make a movie that's all about violence. You can make a movie that's all about sex. But you can't combine sex and violence together in a movie.
Well, not even that now. They have, as predicted, of course, started moving toward the center of the pornography universe. And this story from XBiz.com, John Stagliano's attorney has officially been served with the federal obscenity indictment that was unsealed by the Justice Department a couple of months ago. This is a little bit of an older story, but I looked for an update and I couldn't find one, so it's probably current. Evil Angel owner Stagliano, again, John Stagliano, along with his corporate entities, have been indicted on 7 counts of violating federal obscenity laws, which includes the distribution of allegedly obscene materials via mail and the Internet. Now, remember, these laws that they're talking about him violating don't have anything to do with Mr. Stagliano distributing his material to minors or people that did not consent to watching his pornography.
It's just doing the pornography.
Right. All of his customers, all of the people that bought, and we'll name some of the movies here in a moment, but all of the people that bought these movies bought them on a consensual basis. They knew exactly what it was they were getting into. And
do you think it's possible that some of them thought that they were, in fact, violent? These aren't violent. These are just regular porn, right?
Well, I don't know what they all are, but I'll get to that, and you can judge for yourself. Al Gabbard, who represents Stagliano, told XBiz that his client's case raises interesting constitutional questions. He said, "The charges are what they are. I disagree with them politically and morally. It's a waste of the government's resources, and we're very confident that we'll prevail at trial." Well, obviously the government doesn't feel the same way. They have been doing this for a few years now, going after certain pornographers, and I'm not sure what level of success they have had with this. I don't know if any of these cases have come to a close. Honestly, I haven't followed them too closely. So if you want to give us an update, maybe you're a porn hound and you really pay attention to things like this, would love to hear what has gone on with some of the previous cases. But clearly they think they're getting somewhere because they keep bringing the charges. I don't know, maybe they're just expecting to keep slapping people with charges and maybe get them to stop doing their business for fear of continued, you know, possible future charges. Maybe that's what they're thinking is going to happen.
Speaking of porn hounds, sometimes these ladies that do these movies will go and do sort of tours at adult bookshops and movie rental places.
Sign autographs, stuff like that.
Yeah, and sign autographs and meet people.
Yeah.
What a creepy, creepy event that must be.
Oh, all the weird dudes showing up?
And, well, Jim, she's creepy, too. I mean, she's a woman that has sex for money, and she's like, hey, hi, oh, thanks for, you love my, oh, that's nice.
I don't know. I imagine the guys are a little more creepy.
I mean, the whole thing is
so
yuck.
The next step is for Stagliano to be served with the indictment following his arraignment, and they're looking to arraign him in California. The movies named in the indictment are Milk Nymphos, Storm Squirters 2, and a trailer from Fetish Fanatic 5. So I suppose a name like Fetish Fanatic, that maybe could involve some violence, but then again, fetish could be anything, right? So who knows?
Likely, fetish usually means the gals in the squeaky fake leather.
Gabbard plans to make a pretrial motion of the court to find what the appropriate community is when relating to alleged obscene works delivered via the Internet.
It's a good question.
Yeah, because all of these legal definitions of obscenity and indecency.
It's obscene hinge. By community standards.
Right.
Well, which community are you referring to? The one that I made it in? The one I distributed it in? The one you picked it up and drove it to? Mm-hmm. What?
Exactly.
What's the community? Is the community?
it depends on how you define it, which is a great question. I mean, the people listening to Free Talk Live are a community of listeners. The people in the areas where our radio stations are that aren't necessarily listening are also a community.
Right. Is a community only a geographic area as far as the law is concerned? I mean, what?
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
So I hope they continue to fight this, but it should give you a good idea of what the government thinks it's doing. I mean, the guy says he thinks it's a waste of government resources, but the government doesn't care about wasting its resources. It has there's no finite amount that it has. It can just keep spending and spending. And the fact is, the government has more resources than John Stagliano does. So, I mean, John Stagliano,
whoever he is,
this pornographer,
they have more resources than Bill Gates.
Right. This pornographer can only fight this for so long. He can only keep this up for a specific period of time until his bank account runs dry and his lawyer can't be paid anymore. So,
right, this is somebody who got in power in some state's attorney's office somewhere, who is using their position.
This is a Fed. This is a federal Fed.
Whatever, U.S. attorney, whatever position. They're using their position in order to push their moral beliefs. And that's not what the government is supposed to be about.
It says here in the story that apparently another attorney had filed a similar motion, again, asking for the definition of the community. When I guess another group, Extreme Associates, was under fire by the feds. Gelbart says he expects another attorney to be involved on their defense team in some capacity. The courts have not definitively ruled on the identity of who comprises the internet community.
They won't. I mean, why should they?
In today's world of technology, especially how it relates to the internet, this obscenity prosecution creates a lot of issues before we even get to trial, including defining the appropriate community as it relates to internet material. He also plans to make a motion that obscenity laws are invalid on their face. He says the interesting issue here is they feel they can prosecute for an individual trailer on a website. The Miller test for obscenity requires that you take a work as a whole, so our position is probably going to be that the taking out of context of one trailer out of the entire website can't satisfy that constitutional standard. I don't know. I don't know how successful they're going to be with this. I'm no lawyer. I'm no legal expert. But
well, what they want to do is they want to, rather than getting the, I would love to hear what the community is as far as the internet and porn and all that stuff defined. However, the judge likely will not do that because it's above his pay scale. However, he may say, yeah, you can't do it. I'm just a trailer, and they're leaving him a door to get out without having to make a ruling on that.
Well, there are also two full length films involved here. Again, Milk Nymphos being one of them. So,
what could that possibly – I think I must know what it must be about. But
so again, you can see that they are closing in on more mainstream purveyors. Certainly, I don't think Milk Nymphos is a mainstream porn film, but they're getting closer to the center. They're getting closer progressively to the center, and they do understand that they can bankrupt these people by continuing to bring charges against them, and this is awful. This is sick that this is happening. It's a clear violation of the First Amendment.
Well, the First Amendment, and we should remind everyone that no matter how you feel about porn, and I can't say that
I find
Milk Nymphos to be very titillating, but the idea that you have freedom of speech is protected in the First Amendment. Well, it doesn't. Regular speech doesn't need protection. Normal speech, me talking about how I like baseball, doesn't need protection because nobody's ever going to bother me. The kind of speech that needs protection is extreme speech.
Absolutely.
And extreme speech would, porn would be included in that. If it's not included in speech, then it's included in press. Okay? So, they press these CDs or whatever. And that, as far as I'm concerned, you should be able to talk about those things.
Yeah, and nobody was watching Milk Nymphos unless they specifically chose to go and do that. You don't just type in stuff like that on Google and have a full-length video pop up.
It doesn't ambush anybody.
Right. So, I mean, this
when my wife was checking out breastfeeding sites for La Leche, she wasn't running across Nymphos. Perhaps she did run across porn sites, but at least she's savvy enough to know what she was dealing with.
So this is just absolutely sad that this stuff is going on here. And, of course, again, who's going to come to defend this guy? Besides his attorneys, who is going to stand up for Mr. Stagliano and defend this man?
Well, he's not very popular, and they know that. That his form of art isn't very popular, and the U.S. attorney knows that.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Fact is, if these, if his competitors and the other people in the porn industry don't back up this guy, then they are going to be next, and it's going to spread out, and before you know it, the entire industry will be under attack, and then who will they go after porn? Maybe Free Talk Live?
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
One of my favorite comments about the book, The Shack, comes from Tyler, who just graduated from Oregon State. And he says to Amy, my 20-year-old daughter, he says, Amy, this book is so far beyond your dad.
That didn't bug you?
No. I think he got to the heart of this whole miraculous thing. This is not something, I just wrote a story for my kids. I wrote a gift for them. So many things were unintended. So many things have risen out of that story that I wasn't thinking about. I wasn't thinking about writing a book about the Trinity or about the Holy Spirit or any of these things. And yet, here it comes. And here's, God has done something so beautiful and so wonderful, so intricate. It's just a miracle just by itself.
For more information on the New York Times best-selling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack. Number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 7 weeks is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Here's a story. You wash your car, how long does it last? 3 days? A week? 2 weeks? Life Change Tea eliminates chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and much more. The effect? You lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. So here's the story. You wash your car, it gets dirty again. You cleanse your body, chemicals and toxins come back. The fix? Stay on the tea. And here's how we will help. Ask for the Mid-State Fair Special when ordering. Here's how to order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get the Tea. Restoring America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and they include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live's biggest sponsor is Jason Osborne at SACL CAI. They do collections over there. If you have accounts receivable issues that your company might need some help with or could turn over to SACL CAI, I think they can do a great job and make you happy. It's SACL CAI, and you can check out their banner at freetalklive.com.
We go to your phone calls. Dustin is on the line in Washington. Dustin, listening on Stickam. Hello, Dustin, you're on the air. Are you there, sir? Dustin going once? Dustin going twice? Well, oh well. Try back. 800-259-9231. We are, by the way, again on the front page of Stick AM, so welcome to all of our Cam viewers. If you've yet to see the Free Talk Live Cam, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you can listen live there, just like you can listen to our audio connections, but you can see us talking in the microphones and stuff.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah. Well, people watch it. Let's talk to Andy in Michigan. Andy, you are on Free Talk Live. Andy.
Yes.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Just wondering what you guys thought about, well, actually, let me go back and first say that, talking about that controversy that happened over Ian being destructive to the movement or being condescending to political people or whatever.
Yeah. I'm a blight on the liberty movement.
Yeah, all that. What I'm saying is that you have made me cringe a couple times, and those are the times when you use the words, I don't care. And I think that that's what really pokes at people sometimes when you... that's just what I think, because it made me cringe when I heard it.
Yeah, I've tried to make a concerted effort to say that I don't think it's relevant instead of I don't care. Which, I really don't care, but, you know, like you say, it's nicer to say it's not relevant, so...
A little bit nicer. Anyway, going back to the other thing, what do you guys think of America?
What is America?
Yeah, what is America? Do you consider yourself an American?
I do.
I do too. What's that?
Why?
Okay. You know, I was born on the landmass that is, you know, the United States of America. And
okay,
and
I know why you do, Mark. Ian, why you?
I like the original ideas of what it meant to be an American. I mean, the original concept was freedom, at least as I understood it. I mean, that's all what I was told when I was a kid, basically. So that's probably why, as Mark said, I was born on this particular plot of land. They told me I was an American, and they said that what that means is that, you know, we love liberty and freedom, and that's what America is all about, is the opportunity, land of opportunity, where you can make whatever sort of life you want for yourself. Without having to beg some bureaucrat's permission. Turns out it's not really that way, but that, you know, still, the ideal is nice.
Right.
How about you? Are you an American?
Well, I suppose.
Okay. Anything else?
I don't know. I went off track.
Well, you know, what I was thinking about this weekend, and I was sort of thinking of the difference. Ian will, you know, use the term nationalist versus patriot and that kind of thing, and you know, I think in most people
that was how I got into this whole thing. I saw a video on a white nationalist website, and I kind of considered myself at the time to be that. And
you're a white nationalist?
It's just so much more than that. No. But I was visiting a white nationalist website when I discovered Ron Paul. And that's
so you were a white nationalist?
I might have considered myself to be one. I know now that I'm not one.
Well, that's good.
I've moved more toward Ian's side of the fence than anything. But
what does that mean? That you judge people based on their individual actions instead of what group they're?
Yeah, I don't. You know what? What do I care what anybody else does if they're not doing it to me?
There you go.
There you go. So where are you going with
I'm
that?
I'm glad we have that. Helped to have that effect.
Was I supposed to be going somewhere with it?
I don't know.
Here's what I was saying. Is I was sort of judging the difference between patriotism and nationalism. Ian will use the term patriotism in a positive manner, and he'll use nationalism in a negative manner. And, I think most people's definition, my definition of patriotism is very close, you know.
Isn't it intrinsic in the voluntarist position to be anti-nationalism? And to me, the word America is so nationalist. I mean, that's people identify themselves.
I don't know about that. I think America.
Maybe you don't. But many people feel
you're right.
Responsible
Americans,
for the things that government does.
True.
And
I mean, Americans
that's the real problem in this whole geographic area.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, Americans do conflate the term America with the United States of America, and they are two different things. America is the landmass, while the United States of America is the government. And so people who are nationalists support the government. Whatever the government does is America to them, whereas to me it's quite separate.
The whole concept of a nation state was never, I'm sure, what the founders had in mind at all.
Well,
they were like, Virginia has this, and you know, New Hampshire has that, and New York has this, and, you know, when something comes across the ocean at us, then we'll get together and talk about it. But, you know, other than that, you know, let's just, and that's, I think that's what they were after, but...
Didn't work out that way. As with government, it's always never works out the way they intend it to. It's always bigger.
I love it when Ron Paul says the sooner people, you know, realize that they really don't like what they're getting, you know, but.
Yeah, I hope people clue in soon. I thank you for the call tonight, Andy. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
I think to some extent you have to draw parallels. You have to create connections with people in order to get them to see your side of an issue. And I would say that patriotism as a religion, you know, nationalism, and I'm just looking at it, having the, you know, similar aspects to a religion. You know, they don't know what they like. Why do you like America as opposed to Nicaragua?
Yeah.
You know, what is the reason? What are the reasons here? And I can tell you, I like the colors. I like the feeling. I know the history. I'm familiar with it. I just like those things. But when if you were to start speaking out against America, and on this show we can come mighty close in the sense that we speak out against the American government, something that's even closer to a many Americans' heart, the American military.
Mm-hmm.
At that point you're spitting in their Cheerios as far as they're concerned, and you might as well be calling America a bad place if you say, look, our military men and women are being used as paid killers for the military-industrial complex that runs this country. If you say that, you're essentially a bad American as far as they're concerned.
And again, that's because they conflate America with the government.
And if you take one step further, and I wouldn't be willing to take this step, but if you take one step further and say, look, I'm not even an American. And some people have. Some people say I'm a citizen of whatever state they're in and that kind
inhabitant.
Of thing.
I'm an inhabitant of New Hampshire.
Right. You know, whatever that terminology is.
Or the Shire, as we like to call it here.
Yeah. My favorite part about the Shire is it has its own time.
Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah. According to a couple of the people, there's nothing official there.
Yeah, well, it's, if it was official, it'd be officially nuts. I'm terribly sorry. But anyway, you know, if you were to say, look, I'm not an American, those people could isolate you in their mind. As, you know, you're not an American. Neither are those rabid camel jockeys that we're killing in the Middle East, so I can kill you. Mm. And they'll kill you off in their mind. Your opinion doesn't matter anymore. So I think you have to draw parallels, and that's one of the reasons that I don't like, abdicating, positions of strength like the Constitution and stuff like that.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Aw, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are our friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word.
Hangover.
I know, I know. As the makers of Drink and Mate hangover defense tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get hangovers. Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days, well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drink and Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drink and Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep, so you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkandmate.com. Drink and Mate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, SACL CAI, toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And, by the way, those features include the wiki, over 1,700 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about and get interactive, wiki.freetalklive.com.
So I was going to weigh myself today for the my Dexy 20 challenge that I've been taking here.
Okay.
Not that it's much of a challenge. I just take the pills and I haven't changed anything about my life.
The challenge is to see if it works.
It has been working up to this point, but I was going to weigh myself, but you know how you said it was important to weigh yourself at the same time every day. I usually would weigh myself before lunch. Well, I weighed myself after lunch, and I had, you know, gained from the last time. So I'm thinking that I probably just ate a great deal of, you know, I ate a large sandwich from D'Angelo's and a cookie. And get up in the
morning, have your morning pee, and then weigh yourself. Basically,
yeah, I guess that's the idea, and that would be that sort of time frame. I don't get out of bed till 9 a.m. anyway because I work late, so and then have lunch at 12, and I usually for breakfast have like an egg or yogurt or something. But I have been losing weight all along, and I expect that it'll be continuing.
It's, you're still down, right? You're not above the level you were at.
No. Okay. Dexy 20. You can get it at Walgreens, CVS. You know, at most major drug stores, or you can go to diet.freetalklive.com. I'm taking it. I know that it works as far as an appetite suppressant. I know that it'll work in the long run, and I'm happy with it.
So you can feel it working in that you don't actually feel like eating as much?
Right. Well, that's what that's the thing. Is I went, for instance, I absolutely had to have fried chicken yesterday for lunch or something like that. And normally for fried chicken, I'd go to Kentucky Fried Chicken. I'd eat four pieces, dark meat, plus two sides. I ate three pieces and one side. It just and I was happy. I was full. I was content, and you know it works.
That's
that
tangible.
Way.
Yeah. All right.
That's a tangible difference.
Let's continue with your calls. Dustin is back and he's in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dustin.
Hey guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Not much. I just want to talk about the drug war.
Certainly.
I was just thinking, you know, the drug war is it's a war just like any other war, and do you think that there would be some sort of blowback, unintended consequences?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I just mean that, like, some people view drugs in a religious sense. Like, some people have take drugs like KOD for their religion. It's like the government steps in and it's telling you what to believe, you know? So that would be some sort of unintended consequences, like people would start to turn against the government in some way.
Well, you know, certainly I would have to say that my drug use absolutely turned me against the government. I mean, when I was in high school and I smoked marijuana for the first time and came to the realization that it wasn't the evil drug that the government people told me it was, it kind of opened me up to the idea that maybe everything they told me might have been false. And so maybe I should question what these government people say to me. And, of course, the other unintended consequence of the war on drugs is their intentions were to stop drug use, but the consequences have been that drugs have become far more popular as a point of them being made illegal makes them more intriguing and more sexy. It's that forbidden fruit aspect that really gets them out there.
Yeah, I don't think you'll see, like, in the sense of a war, there's only one side fighting the war on drugs.
Yeah, if there was a real war on drugs, the cops would be dying left and right.
Right, and it's not happening. And the reason is because, well, they're businessmen. They're trying to sell a product. They're not trying to kill cops. There's no benefit in that. There's no tangible monetary benefit. That's not what they're trying to do. They'll pay them off or whatever, but you know they won't try to kill them. And from a religious aspect,
cops are lucky. Let me tell you.
Yeah, well, it's an easy war to fight. And from a religious aspect, you're talking about religions that are usually based around either marijuana or some kind of psychedelic. And those kind of people, you know, when they experience those things, it doesn't make one religiously violent as much as they might tell you that the assassin comes from the the Hashashins or whatever in the Middle East.
Wow.
Yeah, not so much. It's not even a true story that hash and assassin, you know, have anything to do with
each other.
I've never
even heard such a thing.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Okay.
Well, yeah, like, you would think the main goal of the drug war, though, is to completely eliminate drugs, though, and that hasn't happened.
No.
There might be an unintended consequence of that.
Well, the unintended consequence there is that there are more drugs available now than ever in the past. I mean, there are certain drugs that are actual unintended consequences. The drugs themselves are unintended consequences. Crack cocaine and methamphetamine are two, you know, crystal meth or ice. Those are two drugs that would probably not actually exist if it weren't for the war on drugs, because the war on drugs put drug dealers in a position where, the price of cocaine so high that they had to come up with kind of a cheaper version for the streets, an easy to cook up, cheap version, and that's crack. I mean, as I understand it, people have made very persuasive cases to say that crack never would have come about had there not been a big crackdown on cocaine in the 1980s.
Well, I also think you need like ether to smoke it and things like that. I don't know that I don't know, something would have come along, but it may not have been crack. But it doesn't really matter because, you know, if somebody chooses to do that, somebody somewhere is going to find some drug to mess themselves up on, whether it's legal or illegal. look at people when it comes to alcohol. I mean, there's people who just waste away from that stuff.
But, I mean, Dustin is right, though, in that there are unintended consequences to the war on drugs, and it is that more people use drugs, there are more dangerous drugs on the street, and it keeps growing. I mean, so they failed on every single aspect of the so-called war on drugs. Any other thoughts for us?
Oh, sorry. I was thinking that, well, what about LSD? Anyone could dose anyone at any time, you know, with that substance. And what's stopping someone from doing that? And we expect these people to protect us in any way. Like, psychedelics could be used in a terrorist sort of fashion.
Like, you mean like somebody hiding some LSD?
Failed.
You talking about like poisoning a water supply with LSD or something like that?
Nothing that could stop anyone from doing that. And if the police certainly cannot stop any drug, obviously, with the drug war that's happening. People smuggle marijuana across the borders, and there's nothing they could do.
I understood, but thank God they don't do that. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that'd be a shocker, huh? You go get a glass of water from the spigot, and you end up tripping. Yeah, I guess if you're not expecting it, that could be pretty much a shock to the system for most people. Thank you for the call, Dustin. We appreciate your thoughts tonight. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, the war on drugs is a study in unintended consequences. Really, it's just absolutely fascinating to look. It's one of my favorite issues in that it's just amazing what has happened as a result of these this prohibition that they thought. Do they really believe they could stop people?
Well, yes, they did, and I think that what you're seeing is, you know, the people are making money off of it, and that's why it's, you know, not something that is going to go away anytime soon.
Which also must have been an unintended consequence. I mean, did they intend to put millions or billions of dollars in the pockets of criminals? Because that's what the war on drugs has done. But then
don't forget the cops.
It's not like it was unpredictable. Because it's the same set of consequences that happened back with alcohol prohibition. So it's not like they couldn't have predicted what would happen.
I couldn't tell you. I mean, I don't think that was the intent. I think the intent was probably, you know, we don't want people to do drugs, but you can't. Humans are going to do some kind of mind-altering substance or another.
Did I tell you what this guy, this politician, a conversation I had with a politician over the weekend, Mark? Did I tell you about that?
I don't think so.
Oh, man. All right, so there's this political cat, one of these office-running people, Grant, right?
Grant Bossy?
Yeah, yeah. And Dennis had told us about him the other week, and I actually cornered him at the Live Free or Die Festival here in New Hampshire over the weekend and had a little chat with him about the issue of, well, who's he going to support? I said, I'd consider voting for you, but I want to know if the government people start to arrest my friends for being non-cooperative and start to steal their houses and cars from them, whose position or whose side will you take in that particular conflict? And he didn't really want to answer that question, but I did basically get him to state that he supports the government. I mean, he's a statist through and through and supports the government. But
most through and through, I mean, he's a small government guy.
Yeah, whatever. That's what he says, but he's a statist. He claims he's for the free market, too, but I poked a hole in that one by cornering him on the war on drugs. He told me that marijuana rots your brain. And the other thing he told me was that anarchy is tyranny. This guy is in the dark. And, man, it was just amazing hearing that. Marijuana rots your brain. Sure, buddy.
I don't know.
No evidence whatsoever for that.
You take control. Difficult finding people to vote for.
Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live. He's not getting my vote, that's for sure.
As many of you know, I put on a little extra weight with the baby. Not much, 10 or 15 pounds, but my pants don't fit right anymore. Some of them are darn hard to button. Now, I'm not a real good dieter. I cut back for a day or two, and then I break down and end up binging. My exercise schedule has been pretty lax, too. So I needed another solution. Well, I heard about a product called Dex-C20. I contacted them. I've been taking the product for about 10 days now, and I've lost 2 pounds. Now, that may not seem like a whole bunch, but I haven't done anything else. No dieting and no exercise outside of my normal activity. Most weight loss supplements make me mean and crazy. I can't take them. I'm too sensitive to the stimulants. Not Dex-C20. It's all natural and has none of the stimulants. You can find it at most major drugstores like Walgreens, CVS, or GNC. Go and pick up a bottle of Dex-C20 in the gold box today. Start losing weight the easy way. Dex-C20.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. This is SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, those features include the updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. If you go to updates.freetalklive.com, you'll know first what's happening with the show. That's, again, updates.freetalklive.com. And maybe we should send out another voting update, Mark, because we still need your votes. We've got another handful of days left in this month, just less than a week at this point, and we are only ahead in the voting competition by, you told me, 17 votes at last check?
Last check.
So we still need you, if you've not voted in the month of August, to go to vote.freetalklive.com. Please do it for us. It makes a big difference. Keeping us at the top of the charts means more people finding this program and therefore being exposed to a very principled pro-liberty message. So once again, go to vote.freetalklive.com. Though in other internet outreach-related news, I did up our Google AdWords money, went and increased that by about 50% today. So it went up from $8 a day to $12 per day.
Is it working?
Yeah, people are clicking. They're coming to freetalklive.com through our ads. So Google said we should give them more money, and okay, we can do it. We can afford it. So I did.
So do people know that once they come that it's a podcast and that kind of thing?
It mentions that in the ad.
In the ad.
Okay. Streaming, podcast, archives, all free. 100% pro-liberty, talk radio, Free Talk Live. So it's working.
I look at our downloads, and they're not significantly up or anything like that, but it does seem like, maybe we're losing some and gaining some. You never know.
Yeah, you never know about that. All right, let's continue with your calls and talk to Nick in Illinois. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Ian, did you call yourself an American and a patriot?
Sure.
Do you know what patriot means? Do you know the origin of patriot?
No.
Do you know where that comes from?
No, but it's my understanding that it's somebody
that no one else around the world uses patriotism in the sense that Americans often do. They use it in the correct original sense, which means nationalist. They
I thought there was a difference between patriot and nationalist. It was my understanding that patriot means that somebody that appreciates, you know, the original ideals that the country was founded on, the individual sort of concept that one should be free to go about one's own life how one chooses. At least that was my understanding. You're telling me it's a synonym?
Yeah, it's a synonym for chauvinism, basically. It's never meant what Americans think. It's around the world, everyone else calls you a patriot. When they're calling you a patriot, they're calling you a rabid nationalist.
Okay.
And it seems like a very, I don't know, for Americans, it's so pompous to create your own word to describe yourself as a nationalist and then call it different. It just seems so...
it's an English word, you know, and I mean, like,
yeah, it is
we're an English-speaking country,
England, and they use it to be nationalist.
It's not. Yeah, I understand, but you know, they use lorry to describe trucks. I mean, you know, there's one of which is not better than the other, and they don't have a.
Do you know what patris means?
No, what's it mean?
Fatherland.
Okay.
Well, let me point something out. I don't label myself as a patriot. I only used it because we were cornered.
But you label yourself as an American, right?
Somebody asked us specifically to answer that question, and I went ahead and accepted that that terminology. And I do have the dictionary in front of me. And yes, you're right. Number one is a person who loves, supports, and defends his or her country and its interests with devotion. That certainly sounds like a nationalist. But definition two is a person who regards himself or herself as a defender, especially of individual rights against presumed interference by the federal government. So I would, I mean, certainly
and that's
I would fit
an American too. Definition,
yeah.
Not a worldwide definition, because Americans often like to separate themselves from everyone else because of an inherent American exceptionalism within most of American society.
Mm-hmm. So do you?
But you also described yourself as an American, right?
Now, before you go with this, I mean, I kind of see where you're headed. And the did you hear what I said about drawing parallels and trying to convince people? Do you think that it's possible to be so iconoclastic that you just simply can't make a point to anyone else?
Oh no, I don't care.
I know.
Quite frankly, I think the United States is a lost cause for everyone. If
see now we had a radio
up this entire continent, we'd all be better off in the world.
There you go. And, you know, that's the thought process that it simply is not going to go anywhere with the vast majority of people.
Of Americans.
Well, those are the people. We speak English. Do you remember that? I mean, you know, we
speak English. I speak Italian, French, Croatian, Farsi, and Arabic.
Okay, great. I speak English, and I do. I'm on 40 English-speaking radio stations. Yes, my audience is basically American. I certainly have a worldwide
and you know
audience.
Who else speaks English? Australians, New Zealanders.
We got some of those.
British.
We have
a
some
lot of
those.
People in Europe.
Yeah.
And most of them laugh at the people in the United States who call themselves patriots.
Do you think that I laugh at people that call trucks lorries?
No, but see, there's quite a difference there. There is no ideology in between lorries and trucks. There is an ideology when you start talking about patriotism and fatherland. It's called nationalism.
I understand.
Chauvinism.
But nationalism's involved in patriotism. No one's arguing that. But I don't think that I basically agree with that as far as the definitions go. But I don't think that anybody in any other country is laughing at our use of the term patriot to mean.
I don't use the term patriot. It rarely comes up on this show.
American, right? And you said that you like the origins of what the Americans were found on, meaning a lot of times what people mean by that is they like the origins of the United States Constitution, all of that. Why?
No, I like the ideals, not necessarily.
You like the ideals, but
yeah.
Do you realize that the men who kind of founded the United States Constitution were basically doing it to kind of increase the size of government, to
yes.
put a government in its place.
I didn't say anything about the government. I didn't say anything about the government and the founding of the government. I just like the ideals behind the country in that people wanted to get away from control. They wanted to get away
from
the king.
Yeah.
They wanted to be more independently free. That's
it
at least what I was told.
They wanted to get away from the king. They wanted to be colonies. And then what the United States was founded upon was either getting away from the British and creating their own large state, or just having some more autonomy for which their states could create more laws that were even more stringent than the kings were in some cases.
Yeah, you know, this is kind of like what Mark says Mark, it's kind of like what you say, Mark, when you say you feel you like the colors and you like the flag and all that. It's not because of any logical thing. It's just, you know, the feeling that you get. And I'm not talking about the founding of the government, and I'm not talking about the, you know, the issue of why they started a new government. I don't care about all that. What I understood was that it was more of an independently minded thing where people wanted to be able to live their lives free from out from under the thumb of a ruler, the whole idea that everyone was a sovereign. Those are the ideals that I liked, and so I see how you're trying to poke holes in that, and you're making sense.
You like the people that were doing Shay's Rebellion, the Whiskey Rebellion, all of whom lost to the Americans.
Well, those are, we generally don't go into Shay's Rebellion and the Whiskey Rebellion because most Americans don't know what the hell they are and try to
I don't really know what they are.
Yeah, well,
that's because they, the ones who wrote the history, wrote them out and wrote their entire lives out. That's just the same reason why white Americans that aren't Catholic don't really care about the genocide of Native tribes. They don't really care about black slavery. Whenever I mention this to anyone who likes the Constitution, they go, oh, yeah, but they still love the Constitution. They don't care that in the Constitution blacks were defined as being three-fifths of a human being. They don't care about that. They don't care that there were genocides. They don't care. All they care is if they were affected.
Now, Nick,
their people. And that's because they have the illusion that they were a part of the wealthy lawyers, the tycoon generals, the banking lobbyists, the professional bureaucrats, and the privileged Anglican clergymen.
Nick,
who would never die in a famine.
I agree with you. I agree with 90% of what you've said. 90% of what you've said here, maybe even a larger percentage of that. I'm just pulling that number out of the air. But what I'm hearing is vitriol. And your vitriol is making me probably feel like many of our callers on Saturday nights feel when they hear what we say, which is upset and, you know, angry and all those things. And I understand what you're saying, but I don't think it's a position to convince people from. And the question,
when you go home,
the question
tonight,
that some people will think about it and some people won't. I'll tell you, my position will be solely crafted by what's going to sound good on the air. So whatever you're saying, whether it makes sense or not, it doesn't matter to me.
One of the definitions here of American is inhabitant or native of the Western Hemisphere. So, I mean, we're really talking about words that have multiple accepted definitions.
You're still talking about that. I have a question for Nick.
Okay, go.
Nick, one of the first things that you'll get in a conversation, if you can get this deep into it, is if you don't, they'll ask me, if you don't like America, why don't you leave? And you said you spoke a bunch of different languages.
I want to see it burn to the ground.
Thanks, Nick, for the call. All right, 800-259.
That's not a helpful position.
Yeah, that's not going to win anybody over. 800-259-9231. I don't leave because I want freedom, and I want freedom here.
I think this is a better place to get it.
Yep. And, American, I'm okay with that term. I don't call myself a patriot. I don't really call myself an American, but when nailed down, why not? It's just a word, and it's still accurate.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.